Right, welcome. Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, fellow slaves of the global plantation. The Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child trafficking Satanists. It's Vinnie's jokes. Call-in lines are open, ladies and gentlemen, so if you want to call in, the number is 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443, broadcasting live on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. I'd also like to take a moment to thank our other sponsors of the show. As you can see on the little banners around me, HoldenHealthcare.com and Reopen.nz. If you're listening live on the radio, just bear in mind that you can go to the Vinnie Eastwood Show YouTube channel, Vinnie Eastwood Show channel on YouTube, and watch it live there, as well as the Vinnie Eastwood Show Facebook page. So facebook.com/Vinnie Eastwood Show, and of course on Twitch, on twitch.tv/Vinnie Eastwood. Archives of the show are put up on BitChute, where you can look up Vinnie Eastwood on there, and Rumble and Odyssey as well. So please keep up to date with which of the relevant platforms that you are watching the show on, whether you're watching rebroadcasts or live for the callers and things of that nature. Of course, live is where you've got to be. That number again is 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. Now, do we have our caller on the line here, actually? I'll go see if we've got a chat here. So, no, our guest hasn't arrived just as yet. We're supposed to be looking at Dan Alexander, so we'll come to him reasonably soon. Now, our sponsors for the show, we've been sponsored by HoldenHealthcare.com over here, who are the wonderful naturopathic practitioners and people who basically deal with very hard to treat cases. And this is very important these days, because there's all sorts of different things that are affecting our bodies and our minds, and what affects the body affects the mind, kind of thing. And so you kind of need a practitioner who understands that sort of mind-body balance and how to get you back on your feet and back into health, especially in these later years. A directory of anti-mandate, pro-freedom, pro-choice businesses are available at reopen.nz. And I think these guys have been my sponsors since all the way back when we had lockdowns. Now, why aren't they doing lockdowns anymore? Maybe it's because they figured out that they don't work. Maybe it's because they figured out that the public won't take it anymore. We don't know. All we know is that the last person to be arrested for breaching the lockdowns was myself and Billy TK. So this is something that we've been going through trial for 2 years now. So if you have a freedom business, I want you to go to reopen.nz and add your freedom business today. Lastly, I'd like to give a mention to Billy TK's documentary River of Lies, which has a great cast of characters, including James Corbett, G. Edward Griffin, Dr. Rima Labo, Dr. Rashid Batar, Gareth Ike, and many others that are available there for you to see on the website, who have contributed to the film. And we have, of course, myself contributing to that film as well. Now, this documentary is being edited at the time we speak, and it encompasses all of the ins and outs. Like, you know, when you sit down and you pore over the news and you try and get your facts straight about all of these ins and outs. What is the WHO connected to? Agenda 21? How do vaccines tie into that? Who are the major players here? What's the apparatus that they set it up? Who are they tied to? Where's their financing? So on and so forth. You know, all that complexity that makes everything just absolutely 100% fact-based. No emotion whatsoever. You know what's going down. And that's what this documentary, River of Lies, is basically trying to do. So if you do want to support that idea, go to riveroflies.co.nz and donate today to help with the costs of the editing and whatnot. So myself, ladies and gentlemen, it's freaking hard times here at the Vinnie Eastwood Show, I'll tell you that much. We do produce a bit of music over there at Vinnie and the Vendettas page on vinnieeastwood.com, and you can listen to some of our songs and watch some of our music videos, including the Rasputin Boney M cover I did about our dear departed Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, and Luftwaffe Aloft, which is a bit of a comedy Nazi song. And can I call it a comedy Nazi song? Is there anything comedic about Nazism? I don't know. There's nothing comedic about socialism either, is there? Because Nazism is a form of socialism. Anyway, and our best song so far is the Happy Birthday song by Vinnie Eastwood and Mikhail Pierce, written over a decade ago. And the comments and things of that nature on that song, especially when people listen to it on their birthday, it's just, man, it's way over the top. So, yeah, please, guys, go to Vinnie and the Vendettas on YouTube, and Vinnie and the Vendettas on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, and check out us on Patreon and help to finance the production of that work. This is a listener-supported show as well, ladies and gentlemen. So on the donate page of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, you can donate through KiwiBank, PayPal, and become a Patreon of the band, and basically that money is just going to me. To a large degree at the moment, because the band's sort of broken up since all the lockdowns and everything happened, it just destroyed it. So it was very unfortunate, plus my arrests. Now, well, did I say arrests? No, it's just the one. Speaking of my arrest, if you don't know that much about it, please have a look at the homepage of VinnieEastwood.com and click on the Day Democracy Died banner, the big blue banner with Billy TK and myself wearing sunnies and being busted. Now, we didn't know it was a criminal offence, okay, when we did this protest kind of thing. We thought it was fines and what have you, but actually it is a criminal offence in New Zealand to express an unpopular opinion, peacefully gather and remain silent in custody, we found out as well. Of course, those charges got laid out. That sounds pretty crazy to you. It did sound crazy to us as well when it was happening to us. And it's still happening to us, and so we need a lot of support, and we need a lot of public awareness to be out there regarding this case, because it really is a landmark case for New Zealand. And we have been sentenced to 4 months prison for Billy TK and 3 months prison for myself. Now, we seem to be having some kind of a connection issue there with the Skype. I'm not sure what that was. But there is, of course, very much a lot of important information just in that documentary itself, just the things that we were saying on the day, and have articles to back us up at the time, which have since proven to be true as well. So being sentenced to prison for being correct and stuff like that is absolutely terrifying for the future of New Zealand, I've got to tell you, especially with all the bad press New Zealand's been getting following the Posey Parker debacle in Albert Park, where I have gathered and protested myself many, many times over the years, and to see it kind of become as dead as it was in that time was just, it was a shock to behold. It truly was. And we understand, of course, that there's very little going on in terms of the world's waking up to violence and scumbaggery within the population, because let's face facts here, the population is very, very much in the throes of a significant mental illness epidemic. you know, that kind of thing. We're having some trouble with our audio here. Sorry guys, we're having a lot of problems here on the technical end. We have lost the studio and we actually have to go off air on Kiwi Radio as well, just to sort out this issue. So I'm attempting to reboot these up and get them all sorted for us in the background while I try and handle the show here. Now, for those of you who are watching online, please comment in the chat rooms if you can there, and let us know what's going on, if you can still hear me. Now, in the meantime, just trying to get some of these things sorted here in the background. This Posey Parker sort of protest was absolutely significant when it came to people's public perception of New Zealand. New Zealand didn't look like a good place that anybody wanted to live in at that point. And so we have now kind of like a schism that's fomenting within New Zealand and the people, and there's not a lot of things that people cannot be done, because my sort of feelings on this is that the mental illness that people are suffering from is so significant that they're completely unable to get their stuff together. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about going down from the airwaves. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Man, that was crazy. The studio in Texas and my audio software interface for the entire show failed simultaneously, right? Like, all their stuff just shut down. I've been talking to the producer. He'd been working there 12 years, and they'd never had something like that happen simultaneously, and that was just crazy, yo. But luckily, we all professionals, and we handled it, and we're back. And thank you for those of you who stayed tuned in there during that long sullen silence. So, without, as they say, further ado, welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's a hell of a fun time that we have here on air now. I think that we might be having the studio disconnecting again. They are having some massive technical issues over there in the studio, I fear. And so, guys, yeah, republicbroadcasting.org, the broadcast streams on there might not be terribly good. So please comment in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen, and let me know if this stream is all good for you to hear, because we have, I think, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch still going simultaneously, along with KiwiRadio.nz, and I believe Ralphie is keeping us appraised of that situation over here. So, guys, yeah, hell, man, Rebecca has been talking about, what was this, this Posey Parker, what's her name, Kelly J. Jean, I forget her name exactly, sort of debacle, and she'd be watching every single thing about it. And it's kind of like, you know, the more you look into it, the worse the situation kind of gets, because you realize that this is sort of like a global phenomenon that we're dealing with that is making people's lives a lot harder. Kelly J, I believe her name is, according to Debbie in the chat room. Thank you for that, Debbie. And of course, with the studio out, we can't really take any callers today, either, can we? So guys, chuck us up your questions and that kind of thing in the chat, and I'll be best as I can to you. Those of you who are listening live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, and KiwiRadio.nz, please bear with us while we try and get the studio sorted out. So I'm very sorry about this. I swear it's not my fault. You know, I blame Israel. I blame Israel. Why is it that people are so kind of enamored with this whole trans rights issue? Is it the issue that they were enamored with, or was it the blatant violence and punching women in the face that kind of got to them? You know? Because women are paranoid all the time about everything. They're constantly worried. And now they have to worry about getting punched in the face by trans males and males and stuff like that at a protest called Let Women Speak. You know? You have any idea what that's going to do to the women folk, gentlemen? Okay? They're going to make your life harder because you weren't there doing your job protecting them. Okay? That's what women do. If the man ain't doing his job, they'll give him a hard time. And so now the entire country is basically going to get given a hard time by their women folk because of this, because men weren't there. Men didn't show up. Men weren't there to protect them. Men weren't standing up for their women folk, which is, you know, freaking shameful. And at the same time, you know, the police weren't there to protect her as she came out with this protest, and all these people are yelling and swearing. And then the organizer of that violent protest, this blatant violation of public safety and the Crimes Act of 1981, the person who organized it gets awarded New Zealander of the Year. Okay? They're all but endorsing violence and bigotry and misogyny in New Zealand. And they wonder why the world looks at us like we're a bunch of backward frickin' scum and hicks. You know? Oh, I wonder why. You know, it's pretty obvious it's your actions that really make something happen. And Ralphie's asking me, sorry guys, we had a massive technical glitch with the studio and everything over there, so I actually had to shut down my live streaming. I had to shut down my Skype connection with the studio, and I had to shut down the mix app that we broadcast to KiwiRadio.nz with, because they all failed simultaneously. Okay, the studio failed, all of the audio and everything failed. Like, we've never seen anything like it. But here we are, you know, just a few minutes later, still live. So yeah, here you go, guys. I got this one nailed. Man, I've been doing this a long time, haven't I? I can imagine how freaked out and how many accusations about Israeli involvement would have happened on somebody with less experience. You know, it reminds me of Control Room. It's a documentary about Al Jazeera and their coverage of the US invasion of Iraq too. You know, the Judgment Day. Iraq 2 Judgment Day. God, my jokes are just awful. We got the studio calling us back, guys. All right, we are live, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. So, please.
Hey, Benny.
Yeah, hey guys. We are live on Benny, on the stream. Live. Oh no, but we are on my live streams, brother. So, careful what you say. But yeah, tell us about what happened in the studio there, man. Like, you guys had a major...
Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys...
Or give a natural scent.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Don't know what's happening in the studio today, man. the man at the board was giving me a rundown, and it's like, dude, that's some crazy stuff right there. You know, when your technology goes haywire, bro, when your technology goes haywire, sometimes there's just nothing you can do, and you just have to roll with it, like the stoners do. Now, speaking of that, I want to invite people to call in while we've still got a few more minutes of air time. The number is 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. And I wanted to finish that story of the control room, the Al Jazeera sort of documentary about the Iraq war, and how their journalists got bombed and shot and stuff like that. And in some cases, it looked like it was on purpose by the US military taking out their journalists because they weren't reporting what the US media wanted to report at the time. And there's this part in the thing where a guy's sitting in this control room and he's talking about how people leap to conclusions all the time. And he says, like, for us in Saudi Arabia, we believe everything is an Israeli conspiracy. If a water pipe burst in Damascus, it's an Israeli conspiracy, instead of, you know, our own incompetence. And so every single time a technical issue comes up and somebody blames Israel, I'm always reminded of that. Is it actually just my incompetence? You know, that kind of thing. And the vast majority of the time, it turns out to be. But sometimes, it's Israel. Now, we want to allay your fears, ladies and gentlemen, all right? Just a little bit here on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, because ultimately, fear is everywhere. I know you're all feeling it. I know you are. If you weren't feeling it, you wouldn't be human. And that's because of the threats that you face. They're so significant. They're so gargantuan. And you can't just solve them all by yourself just by clicking your fingers like that. And so because of that fact, your brain has a certain bunch of pre-programmed responses that it needs to allay to you. Like, for example, the freeze response. Can I run from it? No. Can I fight it and kill it? No. Okay, I'm going to freeze. And what if it's still after you if you freeze? Well, I'm going to submit to it. I'm going to do whatever it tells me to do. Okay, well, what if it's not happy with you just submitting to it? Well, then I'm going to attach to it. I'm going to tell it that I love it and stuff like that. Yes, you're a great grizzly bear. Oh, yeah, I love you. Your cubs are so cute. You know, that sort of thing. And that's where we find ourselves in now, is that people have, through no fault of their own, mind you, this is a biological process that's been programmed into us for goodness knows how long humanity's been around. What, 100,000 years, a couple million years according to some sources, infinitely according to others. And we've all got these subset of behaviours. But at the moment, the controllers of the world are absolutely adept at making your brain go into that attach response. You see it everywhere, don't you? All these people who are like going, yeah, glad they got rid of Posey Parker, or yeah, glad they jailed Vinnie Eastwood and Billy TK. See master, I'm attached to you. I'm attached to you. I will hate all the people you hate. You know, it's frightening if you really think it through, because it means that any one of us could wind up being a Posey Parker, all right? Any one of us could wind up getting stomped and bashed and having stuff tipped on us for just speaking the truth peacefully, okay? We had best remember that. And now when I see Bishop Brian Tamaki, he's he calls himself the Apostle Brian Tamaki. He's some kind of a famed religious leader here in New Zealand who's incredibly wealthy, not least because of the tithes that he demands that his flock give him. Also very strongly tied with the gangs. And so when he has his protests against tyranny and government and stuff like that, he has gang members and motorcycles and things of that nature surrounding the protest and providing security. Now, I've been protesting for 15 years. You only started needing security within the last few years. Okay? Ever since they took the people's guns, coincidentally enough. And now, in order to get yourself a gun license, you need like 15 people to be your referees or something like that, I was told. And you have to have no posts that they can find on your social media that are critical of the government before you can have a gun license. So that means that there's plenty of gun owners in New Zealand, and all of them are on the government side that will shoot you if you speak out against them, if the occasion calls for it, you know, if they're told by the government, you know, that kind of thing. And also, you've got those people who are on our side who've managed to conceal what they really think from social media and from their social circles, and are playing the long game here just so that they can keep their weapons. So if the occasion comes where somebody's coming to rape and kill their children and their partners and stuff like that, they've got some kind of protection against that sort of threat, and whether they be government or private. The government is private anyway, it's a corporation. So Queen and Right of New Zealand, registered at the Securities and Exchange Commission. I'm not sure if it's still the Queen and Right of New Zealand at the Securities Exchange Commission, because now we don't have a queen, we've got a king. But then again, we never really had a queen, we just had the Queen and Right of New Zealand, which is a corporation. It gets confusing after a while. There's a layer of reality that's beneath our reality. The kind of maddening sort of thing where if you try to tell a story that has a point, there's all of these little fractures within the story that you tell that you have to go off on a tangent to explain in order to make sure that the entire story makes sense, and also to limit interjections with people who are going to point out the things that you're saying that are possibly based on logical fallacies because you haven't had time to explain them because you're in the middle of telling a story. Does that sound familiar to the conversations you've been trying to have with people, even the conversations that you've been trying to have with each other, you know? And it's maddening, isn't it? This entire situation, especially for us. Man! I mean, I thought trans people had something to worry about because they thought they were in the wrong body. I think I'm on the wrong planet, you know? This is like trying to suffer through the ineptitude of a multitude of scumbaggery individuals who've got no conscience on a daily basis, right? And you know that you're right, and everybody thinks that you're wrong, and nobody will even believe you, and they call you names, and they laugh at you when you fall, and it's like being in frickin' high school again. It's like the entire frickin' world has been taken over by high school. Yeah, have you noticed that? Everybody's become childish. Everybody's become a freaking teenager. Everybody's slinging mud left, right, and centre at everybody. It doesn't care what kind of thing of the political stripe they are, because the people in the truth movement do it to each other all the time. Like the lack of maturity that we're trying to access here is unbearable. Okay? I'm sick to death of it, man. Everybody's talking about each other behind their freaking backs. Nobody ever just sits down, has a coffee with you and asks, so what do you actually really think? What do you really believe? So you can understand where each other are coming from. People aren't doing that, you know? And that's why they're at each other's throats endlessly, for no reason at all, you know? Say one thing, people get upset about it. And everybody thinks things are about them, you know? Something happens on the news or whatever. See, I mentioned that, you know. It's just like, no, it's not about you. This is just the reality bubble, okay? You can really only decode the things that are in reality, and so whenever you're starting to predict things or think about things or whatever, it's because you're in tune with reality. There's nothing special about that, okay? That's what you're supposed to do, all right? The only reason why we think it's special at this particular moment is because the vast majority of the truth movement are under some kind of cult indoctrination spectrum, all right? There's people who are like the endless authorities. Yes, I believe everything they say. Yes, I'll go to their protests and stuff like that. No, I won't question their integrity. See, us in the truth movement, we're just as dumb as the sheep, okay? We've just woken up to the fact that we've been lied to. Okay, and we've had the courage to accept it, but we're not really any more intelligent as a result. We still fly off the handle, we still have a lack of maturity, we still abuse others, we still say things that we can't back up, right? There's a whole bunch of things and work that we've got to do on ourselves before we really kind of consider ourselves enlightened. Do I consider myself enlightened, like, so I can talk down to all of you? No! I'm going through this process too. It's called a process, man, for a reason. And it's the doing that kind of shadow work, looking inside. Why am I such an idiot? Why am I so immature? Why don't I back up the things that I say? Why don't I stand up when I should? You know, that kind of thing. All of these little questions that you have with yourself, all that self-doubt, it's there for a good reason. It's to make you improve somewhat on a daily basis. You know, who were you yesterday? Who are you today? If you were better yesterday than you are today, then take a look at yourself and try and change what you're doing. You know, and sometimes somebody needs to remind you of that. Sometimes you forget. Sometimes you forget that you've got to maintain yourself, okay? Because you're so worried about everything that's going on in the world that you forget what you're going through and what you can do about it, right? And that is a maddening kind of atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen, where everybody's worried about the stuff they can't do anything about, and all the stuff they could do something about, they ignore because it's too stressful. You see? All right? We're getting ourselves into a corner, I feel. A big, big corner that we won't be able to get out of. And we'll be slaughtered like pigs. You know? Isn't it? Wait, am I supposed to allay your fears? Okay, maybe I messed that one up. Moving on! Just because you've been exterminated doesn't mean you can't enjoy it. Okay, what I'm suggesting here is that yes, you've got work to do. Yes, you've got work to do on yourself. Yes, I've got work to do on myself and that kind of thing. But let's try and get through it anyway. Okay, just because it's 9 o'clock on a Monday morning and you have a heart attack because your body would rather kill you than go to that job again after doing it for 40 years doesn't mean you can't enjoy it. All right, now it's just kind of like wasting your life. Have you noticed that a lot of people out there are just wasting their life? Every minute of every day, they're just clocking down until the time that they clock out, right? They don't really have any purpose. They don't have anything to say. They don't have anything that they actually really want to do with themselves. They don't have the commitment or the drive or the clarity that it takes to uplift themselves and or others by their example. And that's the whole point of it. The old story is that there was a man who tried to change the world once, but he failed because the world was too big. So he tried to change his country. He messed that up too. So he tried to change his community. They wouldn't listen to him. So he tried to change his family, and he couldn't. If only he'd changed himself. He might have been able to change his family. Family could have helped him reach the community. The community could have changed the country, and the country could have changed the world. All right? It all starts from within. It doesn't start from without. There's no authorities who are telling you what to think and what you can do and what have you. I mean, the vast majority of people who live in this world don't actually really do anything they're proud of on a daily basis. They don't do something that other people look up to in aspiration on a daily basis. They don't. Okay? If you want to be one of those people, it's simple. Stop being the other person. The other person says, "Nah, I'm not going to do the dishes. I'm just going to sit down and play a video game." The other person says, "Nah, I'm not going to sit down and do my radio show. The technical difficulties are too hard. Let's just put on a rebroadcast." Okay? The other person says, "No, I'm not going to bother archiving after the show because I'll just be tired after this with all this rigmarole." No, no, no. You just, all those voices that are telling you to take it easy, to make things easier on yourself, are just lying to you. And those voices don't care about you. Those voices just want you to be safe. They want you to be comfortable, just like the government does. Safety, comfort, these things are very, very temporary. Okay? We've just grown up in a society where they've been the mainstay. Discomfort is like strange to us. I recall my grandmother talking about the time that she had to bike from here to Silverdale. That's like an hour and a half journey by car from here, right? And this is a world where people actually were hardy because life was hard, and now we're soft because life has been soft to us, and we're hard on each other because of this, not hard on ourselves. And that's the irony, because if we were really hard on ourselves and just say, hey, look, you got to do this, you don't really have a choice, either that or you're going to just be depressed and miserable because you're not doing anything with your life that you're proud of. Okay? That's it. Do you want to be depressed and miserable? No? Then do something that you're proud of. Okay? Man, I cleaned up the entire garage today. Man, I did all those dishes. Man, they were piled high. Man, I cleaned up the entire house. I vacuumed every single room. Man, I scrubbed the mold off of the curtains. Even basic housework can make you feel proud of yourself because you look around and you admire your good work. Talk radio is like that. After you've done a good show, you're like, whoa, yeah, that's a good show. You feel exhausted, but you feel proud of yourself and you feel good. We'll be right back after the break. Broadcasting live on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. It's been one heck of a little rant and get off my chest today. Yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed with myself. I'm disappointed with everybody, really, but mostly at myself. You know, there's so many things I should be doing that I'm not doing because I tell myself that I'm too depressed or I'm suffering from complex post-traumatic stress or I'm too hungry or whatever reason it is. I'm not freaking getting the things done that I need to get done, and I'm kind of like tired of it, you know. Have you ever felt tired with yourself? You're kind of like, nah, you're using the same old excuses over and over again, bro. It's not good enough anymore. Nah, you can't do that anymore. Nah. Like when you ask yourself a question and you don't like the answer. It's a sign that you've got to do something a little bit different. And yeah, that's the kind of stage that I'm at in my head at the moment, guys, is been playing the victim and not keeping my chin up, that sort of thing. And it was kind of like pointless, you know. It was just like, oh, how long does misery need to last for? I don't know, maybe 3 months in prison will change my mind. You know, a whole bunch of people just saying, oh, Vinny, you'll get fit, you know, you'll read a whole bunch of books and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just kind of like thinking, all right, you know, maybe I need a change of pace, but not that slow down of pace, you know. But, I mean, they say that sometimes a change of environment is good for personal growth or whatever, but I don't think prison's the place for positive change overwhelmingly. But of course, you know, there must have been plenty of people in there who had absolutely nothing to do but think about themselves and what they had to do, etc., etc. But, you know, I was just kind of like thinking about this, like, why is it that we criticize others? You know, like, let's say somebody else is going out and doing something that you've never done, all right? Something important. and for some reason you don't really care about their critique, because their critique kind of seems absolutely pointless, you know? There isn't much reason why you sit there and go, okay, this person's criticism is absolutely valid. Is it valid? Really? This person's done nothing with their life. They've done no broadcast. They've done no research. They've done no traveling. They've done no suffering. They've done no protesting. They've done no standing up. They've never been arrested. They've never done any of this other kind of stuff. What does their opinion matter? You know? And I think to a large degree, everybody's opinion matters and nobody's opinion matters, all right? Because we're all right and we're all wrong from time to time. So that means that it's down to the individual case, all right? Are they using logical fallacies? Can they back up what they say? You know, we all do it. Even the people of us like me who speak the truth, you know, we don't know sometimes, and we fill in the gaps. So let's be humble, let's be cool, and let's have a good future, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you soon, and thank you so much for listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Support the broadcast at vinnieeastwood.com. Click on the donate button, check out the Vinnie and the Vendettas music, check out the latest archives and the MP3 downloads and the merch, all available there at vinnieeastwood.com. guys, thank you very much to my very special guest Dan Alexander. He didn't turn up, but you know, we can't all be winners. We'll see you soon, ladies and gentlemen. Catch you later.